This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a busy week for the upper chamber.
Okay, the Senate Select Committee on Redistricting.
A highly anticipated Missouri Senate Select Committee on Redistricting hearing happened on Tuesday afternoon. Committee Chair Senator Mike Bernskeeter of Jefferson City also sponsors Senate Bill 663. He tells the panel his measure mirrors House Bill 2117, which he is also handling in the upper chamber.
Senate Bill 663, the maps are identical, the numbers are identical. The only thing is it has the emergency clause.
The emergency clause would mean a new congressional map would become reality as soon as either the Missouri Senate or House legislation would be signed into law. During committee discussion, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City mentioned the redistricting process has a lot of rules attached to it.
You'd been asked a lot of questions, and we've been provided with a lot of information. I want to thank the senator for educating us on all the other states and what they drew.
But we do expect to get it done.
I would argue that any map at 6-2 is still not good enough.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says senators are looking at the version of redistricting that comes from the Missouri House of Representatives.
I have way more concerns that a 7-1 map would be a 5-3 map. I think our 6-2 map is solid, is stable.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says he wonders if the legislature will be able to agree on a final redistricting map.
I think that they did the best job that they could. The people on those commissions should be commended for doing it. It's a thankless job, unfortunately.
Senator Rowden adds what the Missouri House has okayed is not the final map.
There have been so many really interesting rhetorical statements that have been made about this map.
Senator Rizzo says it also remains to be seen what the final map will mean in the years to come.
Maybe it is a fantastic map. It's very possible. We'll see how these maps play out in real life in 22.
Missouri senators plan to spend time on these proposals next week.
Senate Bill 804, which would guarantee the
committee hearings also continued this week. Senator Bob Ondra of Lake St. Louis tells the Missouri Senate General Laws Committee Senate Bill 804 would modify provisions relating to public transit systems.
Despite the 2003 concealed carry law and the subsequent 2006 constitutional carry law, it remains a felony to carry concealed on public transit.
Meanwhile, in the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee,
Senate Bill 689,
Senator Brian Williams of University City says Senate Bill 689 seeks to modify provisions relating to peace officer standards.
The current law would not allow discipline of a license or deny an application for a peace officer if they tested positive for a controlled substance.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these measures.
I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday.
Session will continue Monday.
First at 4 p.m.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov.
Contrary, say no.
Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.